Good morning, church family. How many Babas do we have here? Yes, there is one. He's coming out. How many Papas we have here? Tata. Yes. And I hope we don't have no Pope here. They all means Father. Okay, all those means Father. If we look in the Bible, right in the beginning, there is an adjective that is repeated a few times. Do you have an idea what a kind of adjective am I talking about? I hope I'm correct. the first day, and then there it says, I need to describe what happened the first day. It says, it was good. And then the second day, good again. Third day, say with me, good again. Fourth day, good again. Fifth day, good again. But in the sixth day, it was very good. So what happens when good comes, and then good comes again, and good comes again, and then it becomes very good. And then after all this good that he gave to the children that he created on the sixth day, he decided to make it official. He says, you know what? I want us to celebrate Father's Day every week. That was God's choice. He says, every week we'll be celebrating Father's Day. And then he says, and to remind you, I'm going to put my name right in the middle of the day, the name of the day, Abba, which means creator, which means father. And so God made this because, not because he wants all that attention, that he wants us to look at him, is because he knows a deep need that we have more than anything. We need to be with our good father. Now, for us that are men and we are fathers, it is kind of stressful to even talk about, because there is so much expectation about what it means to be a good father. So today we entitled the message, The Good Father. Do you have an idea why I put the color in the bulletin one way, but in the color in the screen a different way? Because when we talk about a good father is only good if we look truly to the Creator. Because only the Creator can make us to be like Him, the good father. Not every successful man is a good father. Sadly, some people define success in many different ways. Depends where you live or a lot of circumstances. Many people think that a successful is an individual that became famous, or the individual that became so rich that the person doesn't even know what to do with money. Some people think that to be successful is to become elected to an office, the highest office in the land. Many people have many different definitions of what it means to be successful. So not every successful man is a good father, but every good father is a successful man. Because there is nothing more important in the life of a man than to reflect the image of God as the Heavenly Father. That was Robert Duvall. An actor, this is what he said. Teach them daily. I'm going to present to you 7 steps that every father, every man must take in order to be the good father. First, the way, it says, the way to a man's heart must be his stomach. I was just looking, you know I do this all the time, but I was just looking the word father, and I realized that the first 3 letters just fat. And the last three is her. So when you get fat, blame on her. So that's it. I just thought, I says, interesting. I just looked over at Father and I said those things there. I says, interesting. And then I came to this statement, the way to the man's heart must be his stomach. But the way to his child's heart, it is time. When you take a $20 bill or a $100 bill, what do you have in your hand? You have time. Time that was converting to currency. And I said this a few times, but I want to continue to emphasize. Sometimes a father goes out and invests a lot of time getting money. But when they come home, if they put just the money in the hand of a child, it may make that child happy for a moment, but the precious time cannot, you cannot give only to your child the time that has been converted to currency. You need to give the real time. In reality, nothing says you are important to a child like the quality time you spend with them. The more time you spend with your child, the more your child will build confidence that she or he is important. Some of this time must be used to teach them about God's Word. I entitled this section, The Value of Values. Many people do not understand that the best thing that they can give to a child is values, because then the child will go this life feeling I'm precious because I have values. Teach them daily. Always remember these commandments I give to you today. It says, teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and walk along the road. Talk to your children about the values that you come from the Heavenly Father. All, everywhere. When you sit at home, when you go for a walk, or when you sit or lie down, or when you get up. Some verses says when you go to bed or when you get up. Meaning, worship with your children before they go to bed. And when they get up, before they go to see the world, give them the strength that comes from the Heavenly Father. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 and 7. This is New Century Version. Now, we can make our plans, the Bible says, but the Lord determines our steps. Do not take any step. Don't ask your child to follow you if you don't have the Lord before you. If you have the good father before you, you will be a good father as well. Proverbs 16, verse 9, New Living Translation. Now, we create this picture. A father with his son and show him the horizon. And tell him how many steps he's going to take in his life. Train them early. Teach children how they should live, and they will remember it all their lives. If you want to build an individual with values and character, as somebody who enjoys life, teach them how they are loved by their Heavenly Father, and how come you love them because God loves you first. Teach children how they should live, and they will remember it all their lives. Teach them how to live, and they will have an actual life. Train them early. It's very important. When God brought a child into your life, He gave you a new role. And what was that role? He made you a teacher, a rabbi. Your example will help them to know what type of a person they can really become. is not what you tell them with your own words, but what you tell them with your actions that will show them what they can become. Inspire them before you expire. Some people don't realize one thing that we are supposed to give to our children is advice, right? And parents, fathers who do not take the time to advise their children end up adding vice to their children. Do you know what I'm playing here with the words, right? There is advice and there is adding vice. There are a lot of children today that have been a slave of vices because they do not have the father figure to advise them before they get themselves hooked into something. The world and everything in it that people desire is passing away. But those who do the will of God, they will live forever. Tell this to your children over and over again. Doesn't matter how old they are. If they are already 20, 40s, 60s, if they are still your children, tell them. Tell them in a kind way, but tell them the world and everything in it that people desire will fade away, will be destroyed. But those who do the will of God will live forever. 1 John 2, verse 17, Good News Translation. So be careful how you live. That's the Bible advice. Don't live like ignorant people, but like wise people. Make good use of every opportunity you have. You remember the word opportunity, what it means. Literally, an open door. That's what an opportunity means. Make good use of every opportunity you have, because these are evil days. We know that it is, right? It is getting worse and worse. Don't be fools then, but try to find out what the Lord wants you to do with your life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 17, Good News Translation. Discipline with patience. By the way, some of you here have heard the word discipline a lot, right? Anyone here? Have you heard the word discipline? We hear all the time. But sadly, when we hear the word discipline, we hear in a negative sense. We think discipline, and we look like, where is the rod, or where's something? They think about punishment. The word discipline does not mean punishment, ever. It never meant and never will mean. The word discipline means to teach. That's all it is to teach with the intent to elevate the person, not to bring the person down. So remember, discipline is a gift, not a punishment. Not something that you take away from your child, a freedom that you take, but the act to empower your child. Instead of ridiculing, humiliating your child and make your child angry, the word discipline means when you love somebody so much that you want to uplift that person by the teaching. Teach with patience. Why teaching needs to be with patience? Because every human being has a different level of understanding. And especially when your child is very little, they may not comprehend everything you try to teach. Take the time, take patience, because when you are patient, you tell that child, you are valuable to me. Being a good father means disciplining your children. By the way, when I see, and I'm not watching much because I don't know how to call them, news or bad, terrible mass manipulation. I don't know sometimes when you turn on television, you have to be careful because somebody probably is trying to manipulate your views, try to corrupt your understanding or try to make you more tolerant about something that you shouldn't. Anyway, there is so much evil everywhere that sometimes it's better just know what is going on and turn off, because it can be very, very destructive, all that garbage that sometimes people try to toss into your home and your lives. So please be careful. Being a good father means disciplining your children. And we have seen today so many people committing crime. And I see these young people, the Knicks won the championship, so let's go to the streets to show how we are so in joy and we have so much joy. And guess what? Let's destroy this car here because that's fun. And let's burn that one. And that's fun. And this is the concept that these young people are having now. And we wonder why destruction of somebody else's property can be fun. That means homes that do not have accountability. There's not a father in those homes. That's what I suspect. And probably there's not a mother either. Probably they are there partying or doing something. And here are these little monsters in the street doing destruction, committing crime. Yes, when you go to a store and you take something that doesn't belong, that you do not work for, that's a crime. When you go pass by somebody and hit somebody just for the fun of it, that's a crime. That's an assault. When you say a bad word on just because somebody put a microphone in front of you and you say a cuss word, that's a crime. May not punished by law, but I know that one day will be punished by law. Because if you use physical or use verbal, it's still abuse. And that's what we have, because we don't have a lot of good fathers or even a father in those homes. There's no accountability. There's no discipline. There's no teaching. Therefore, they are acting. They are just reacting. That is what God expects from us. The question is, and this is the question, how do we discipline? Because like I said, some people do not know what the word discipline. I have heard one person say, quoting the Bible says, spank your child. And so they go and they get a baseball bat and they try to discipline their child. Some people do not know that discipline and abuse is not the same thing. Physical or verbal abuse, it is still abuse. You do not lift a person up, but push the person down. There is no sense on that. The answer is with love and patience. And if you understand that discipline means to teach, with love and patience, not with anger and frustration. Don't ever punish a child because the child did not do what you expect the child to do. Punishing should be an act of discipline. When you punish somebody, do not use something that will hurt the person, but do something that will lift the person up. And when you are frustrated, step back. Put yourself together before you try to put somebody else together. Teaching because you love, not for any other reason. Correct because you want to lift the person up, never to bring the person down. Discipline with patience. Fathers, do not make your children angry, because it's not going to be good. Once that the child experiences the emotion of anger, it stays on their brain. They may calm down, but that causes a scar that it will come back. It will come back many times. And sometimes that child, now an adult, will pass on the same scars to another human being their own child. A police was called into a home because there was a family disturbance or something was going on. As the police officer arrived, they saw a kind of young, like on this 27 to 30 years old, dragging by the collar here, dragging his father on the ground like this. The police arrived and they took the gun and says, "Stand, stop, let him go." And the young man dropped and put his hand up and turned around. And of course, in a handcuffed him, says, "What is going on here? Ask this loser." A point to his father with anger. And then the father, somebody helped the father to get up. They had some scars. And the father, "Please let him go. I'm not pressing in charge. Let him go." And the officer says, "What in the world? Why are you gonna let him get away with it?" "Because he saw me doing the same thing with my father." Whatever you do, good will multiply and pass on. But what you do evil, you do bad, that also will pass on. Somebody else will copy that same. It says, "Fathers, do not make your children angry. It's not good. If there is something is wrong, sit down, talk, reason. But raise them with the training and teaching of the Lord." Ephesians 6 verse 4, New Century Version. Love their mother. Some people do not understand. You cannot. It's very hard for you to love your children when you don't love their mother. I heard a mother say, "Yep." Yes, this is the device that the Bible says, husbands or fathers, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, ladies, you may like this very much, but I want you to encourage you to open the Bible and read what it comes out before. And there is part of there, some people try to take out of the Bible, it says, "Wives, be submissive to your husbands." Why? Because if your husband is submissive to Christ, he is going to be the best thing that can happen in your life. Remember the ifs? If your husband is submissive to God, then he can be the best partner, the best friend that you can have in your life. So husbands, don't ask for the submission from your wives until your wife can see in you a submission to Christ. Okay, now I heard another amen. Ephesians 5, verse 25, New King James. Now, J.E. Adams said this: "The best way to be a good father to your children is to be a good husband to their mother." Love their mother. The best way to love your children is to love God with all your heart. Then love their mother as well. Of course, children who see their parents sharing a love relationship will feel more secure, more stable, and that is vital. The word vital here means life, now and also for the future. Again, husbands, love your wives. Provide faithfully. Sometimes every wife would like to have a husband that is a good worker, a hard worker, somebody who goes out and invest time and bring support to the home and make sure the bills are paid and everything else. But sometimes, if we do not take care of our own spending. Nothing will be enough. So it's good for us to be careful how we earn and invest time to earn things, but also how we use what we have, so that a time will be left for us to invest with our own presence, not only to our children, but at home. Sometimes fathers, they work so much, and the family keeps demanding, "Oh, I need a car, Poppy, I need a car. Oh, Poppy, I need this. Oh, Poppy, I need that." And what happens is that if you spend all your time trying to provide, you may not be able to provide what is most important, which is your presence. So please be balanced as you work. Remember, the greatest work that you have is to build your home from inside out, not from outside in. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than unbeliever. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, New King James. Provide faithfully. If you want to be a good father, provide for your family. What you should provide for your family? Provide faith, affection, trust, hope, endurance, and respect. That's how you be a complete father. Faith, affection, trust, hope, endurance, and respect. Let Father stand for those things. Keep that in mind, please. Again, faith means you need to believe in order to share faith. Affection is very important. Trust, hope, endurance, and respect. All of you have it? Live according to the word. I don't know, have you ever heard here somebody, "I give my word"? Have you ever heard that expression? There was a time that when a man would say, "I give my word," nothing else was necessary. Today, they give you, I don't know how many of you here have to sign a contract. Sometimes they have you 20, 30, 40, 50, sometimes as thick as this, you have to sign. Sign here, sign there. By the way, the wife signed here. Oh, you sign there. Again, sign here. Make your initials here. All that. And you hire a lawyer to try to erase all those signatures. I miss those days when all that were necessary was for a person to say, "I will do it." The person did not have to say, "I promise." The people did not have to shake hands. Shake hands came afterwards. I miss those days when people were honorable, when people were decent, when people were fascinated about being good. What is happening to our lives? I miss those days so badly. What is happening to us? Be sure that the book of the law is always read in your worship. By the way, fathers, do you open the book? And I'm not talking about the bank book. Do you open the bank of the Savior account? Are you invest on the Savior's account? Always read in your worship. Study it daily and night, day and night. And make sure that you obey everything written in it. It doesn't say here, make sure that your children obey. It says, make sure that you obey, because if you obey, your children will follow. Then you will be prosperous and successful. That's what Joshua 1 verse 8 says, Good News Translation. Now, the last, live according to the word. Courage is in the absence of fear. It is standing up to your fears. And only faith can replace fear. It is being willing to take a step forward even when it doesn't make any sense. You need to have courage. In other words, it means living by faith. Immersing yourself in His Word daily, and you be a man of your word. Lead, and this is the last point, lead your family in worship. Some fathers, some men today are leading their family into worship instead of worship. And every time that a father is home, here comes trouble and yelling problem and everything else. I was visiting a church family, just for you to know, many years ago. I was visiting this family. I was not even married yet, so that's you know how many years ago it was. And I was there, and we were talking, and here comes the husband, came from work. And this was Friday. And he comes, and he walks, and we saw the footprints that he left all the way from the front door. We looked. Oh, his wife decided to let him know that that was not a nice thing to do. She ignored that she has visitors. She was so passionate that she spent so much time cleaning the house. We could be sympathetic with her position, okay? And he came, and probably he didn't even realize, because he didn't look back. Only time he looked back after was she started to say, but that was too late, there was already a hole. Please understand, whatever you walk, if you want to leave footprints, make sure that they are spiritual ones. Amen. Don't make a mess wherever you go, fathers. Lead your family in worship, not a worship, okay? And the last part of this verse, Joshua 24, verse 15, the second part says, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. What happens when your children becomes 21, but they're still in your house? The house that the Lord will ask you to answer for it. Do they have the right to do whatever they please because they are adults? Or you're still responsible for your home? I remember one time when we turned off the internet, and someone was not very happy. They were visiting, or an adult person was visiting us. It was not very happy. So I just had to explain that when we have a home that is a sanctuary, I like to believe that I live in a palace, because the King of Kings is a guest of honor in my home. So I have a responsibility. My wife has a responsibility. As parents, we have a responsibility to care for that sanctuary. Fathers, have the courage, but also the kindness to make sure that the Lord is the Lord of your house every day, every moment. Have the courage to do what is right, but do it right. Because sometimes we can do the right thing for the wrong reasons. And we can do also sometimes in the very unkind way we may try to do something that is right, but in a wrong way. It says here, the good father and his home. Billy Graham, remember him? Yes. A good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the most valuable assets in our society. It is said that our society, instead of lifting up men to be real men, they are destroying the concept of what a father means, what being a man means. Find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Happy are those who find safety in Him. Psalm 34, verse 8. Lead your family in worship. After a lifetime of faith, Joshua affirmed that God was his only foundation. He and his family were going to stick with the Lord, no matter what. This is an incredibly powerful Bible verse about being a good father. How do you build your home? Love your family above yourself. Don't place unreasonable expectation over your children. Have a positive personality, a positive attitude. Anybody here understand about electricity? I know one that it has because we saw your talents here. You know, we know that some of you know. When you have a positive and you have a negative, what happens? You have power. But if you have a negative and you bring on another negative, and then you say, oh no, it's not working, bring me another negative. Oh, it's not working, another negative. Until the positive is bringing to the picture, there will be no light. There will be no power. So be that positive that complements whatever negative is present. So the power will be in every place that you are. Have a positive personality. Make right connections. Connections that will involve in power, light, life. Have compassion. Compassion means not tolerance. Don't get it confused. Some people confuse tolerance with compassion. Compassion is not tolerance. Compassion is when you give an act of grace, give somebody opportunity to change. Be a good provider is very important. Have a good sense of humor. Don't be too serious about everything else. When you have some sense of humor, life is much easier. You forgive faster. If you have a good sense of humor, it will be easier for you not to be offended. Honor God as your father. Because when you honor God as your father, your children will have no problem honoring you as well. By the way, some of you may wonder, what is Exodus 20, verse 7? It talks about the third commandment. It's talking about, do not take the name of God in vain. Fathers, you have a title that belongs to God. Father, use that badge with honor. This is what the Bible says, unless it is the Lord who built your home, my home, everything will be in vain, right? Unless it is the Lord who builds the house, the builder's work is pointless. The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Be a good father. And have a very wonderful Father's Day. It is our wish as a church, as a family. And you know, we celebrate Father's Day today and tomorrow. Today is spiritually, and tomorrow is when it says, fat. You know what I said? No, never mind. Tomorrow, don't eat too much, okay? We want you to be around for a while. And remember, Father, not Father, okay? All right. At these times, yes, a gift for our fathers. I want Baba to stand up, please.